Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rukab, the owner of St. John Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. Two Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp locations are now open in Jacksonville, 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95, and now also at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. 847 Dunn Avenue and 101 Monument Road.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Good looking weekend with mostly sunny skies today. Highs of 81, mostly cloudy tonight, down to 63. For Sunday, partly sunny, high 86. Partly cloudy Sunday night, down to 63. And about a 20% chance of rain both Monday, Monday night, partly sunny on Monday, high 82. Mostly cloudy Monday night, down to 61.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here. Right here waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who have been tuning in to the show since 2011, welcome back. Or maybe you just stumbled upon the show this morning or yesterday morning. Then I am grateful that you are tuning back in. But if this is the first time that you've tuned into the show, please know that I have been waiting for you. This is a place where you can go to when you need a friend. And it is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening, as well as my viewing friends on Facebook Live, facebook.com/Lillian's Radio Show, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. And so today, I have re-recording the show because the original show didn't get broadcast on the air. And so how coincidental that on the day that I'm talking about accepting and embracing what is, the show would not air first thing in the morning. And so, or whenever it airs and when you're listening to it, right? And so I had to learn right then and there how to release what is and resistance and embrace what is. And so today I have the question for you. My question for you is, have you been stressing about your current situation? Do you find yourself anxious about the future or depressed about the past that you wish you could change? Well, it is time to embrace what is currently happening in your life, your current reality, and make peace with your now. I will share steps with you that will make you or help you, not make you, because only you can make you, will help you maybe shift your vision and embrace what is. And I'm also going to share with you little bit of changes that are going to happen along the way for the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. And since it is my sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that I'm able to do just that. And I want to tell you that I have been very grateful since 2017. We started broadcasting live from Jacksonville, And I have been grateful that, you know, with live broadcasting comes a little bit of glitches, but CP Broadcasting, which is in Jacksonville, the talk radio, and WBOB, we've decided that the show is going to air as a pre-recorded show. So it's not live anymore. But I'm excited because we have been focusing on Facebook Live. You can get the show live Monday through Friday. At the beginning, because this is a short term and a short time that we have to make adjustments, some of our guests in the next few weeks have not been able to change. So I don't want to compete with myself and have a live show at 8 o'clock and a pre-recorded show at 8 o'clock. So what I'm trying to do is eventually go to 5 o'clock and we'll have the morning show, which is a pre-recorded show, and then the evening at 5 o'clock drive time again, we are going to have a new show, either a view party or we'll have a new live show. And how do you find out? How do you find out what's on the air and what's not on the air, what's live on Facebook? You need to subscribe to whenyouneedafriend.com. Also, if you follow me and like me on Facebook, on facebook.com/Lillian's Radio Show, you will know when I'm on live. And if you can watch, great. If you can't, then there's going to be a video there waiting for you. Also, you can follow me and watch the video afterwards. You can watch this video even on facebook.com. I'm sorry, YouTube, on YouTube. There you go. Live radio. These things do happen and glitches do happen. So I just want to say I'm very grateful to CP Broadcasting, The Talk, and WBOB for wanting to continue to broadcast my show, even if it's not live. So you're going to remember some of these shows that we had a long time ago and continue to grow with me. So, but if you want to also watch the new show, please join me at facebook.com/Lillian's Radio Show. And again, you get this information at whenyouneedafriend.com, where you'll get my blog and it'll show you what's going to be on the air and what's going to be on facebook.com. So, /Lillian's Radio Show. Okay, so with that in mind, today we're going to be talking about resisting what is and how to embrace your life. And so I wanted to, this whole thing started when I spent some time with my dad. My mom and my dad just moved into an assisted living facility, and my dad has everything he needs. He's like in a cruise, a perpetual cruise, his whole entire day. And there is activities, there's so much, but he is worried about the future. And he is worried about my mom who has dementia. And I totally get it. It must be so difficult for him. But how about if we embrace the fact that my mom still remembers him and my mom still remembers us and we can still have fun and we can play? Sometimes we forget to rejoice on the things that really don't matter. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio, no matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio, only 150 million.
To learn more about
about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today, I want to talk to you about embracing what is and talking to you about my dad, about how I was able to see the anxiety that he was experiencing. And I was talking to my dad. I can't coach my dad because my dad was my coach. And so all I can do is listen and understand where he's coming from and offer some of these tips, by the way, that so the show, when I decided that I was going to do the show, it came from that. It came from that. And then I heard the news that we are no longer going to do the show live. It's going to be pre-recorded on the radio. And so with that in mind, it became about my resistance. And what do I need to do to embrace this? Some of us are in resistance of things that are less than that, like you're driving in a car and somebody cuts you off, or you're driving in your car and there's lots of traffic. And some people get road rage. I mean, there's so many different things that really just are small, very, very small, but we make it bigger than it is. And so we start focusing on the resistant. We're focusing on what isn't happening, what we don't want. And so that creates discomfort in our body. First it's the thought, then it's the feeling, then it's the action. So I wanted to give you some tips today and how I resolve my resistance, because it does happen. It'll creep up on you before you even know it. But how to resolve it is critical to awareness. You just need to be aware. If my body feels discontentment, then chances are you are in resistance. I remember, is it Jeff Foxworthy who says, you know you're a redneck if, right? You know you're in resistance if you are in discomfort, dis-ease, you're anxious, you're depressed, you are complaining. So I came up with the acronym LAC, lamenting, anxiety, complaining, or comparing yourself. That C can be complaining or comparing yourself. And finally, the K is for killjoy. You kill your joy and your joy around the people around you. So instead of lack, which is what you experience, what you're focusing on when you are in resistance, then shift to fact. You can't argue facts, right? So let's change to fact. Focus on what you want. That's the F. A is appreciate, accept, be aware of what it is that's going on in your body, and appreciative. So that's the A. So many A's. You can make up an A that you want that fits for you. And then there's the C. It's for when you are curious. So you are curious is the C, or you feel connected, or you are, there's so many different C's that you can add there. And then the T, without a doubt, is trust the process. So let me tell you about my process. When I was 10 years old, I heard at church, it's a homily. So for those of you who don't know what a homily is, it's a sermon. And if you don't know what a sermon is, it's a talk. So the priest was giving a talk on gratitude. And so he was talking about people that are upset because they don't have shoes to wear. And I remember it was 10 years old. I don't remember what else he said in this sermon. I just remembered this part. And he said, there are people who complain that they don't have shoes. But if you look at your neighbor, they might not have feet. So at that moment, at the age of 10, I made an awareness. It marked my brain that said, things could be worse. Be grateful for what you have. And it is something that has supported me and has served me most of my life. There are times I take things for granted. I'm not perfect. I'm human. And so with that in mind, it might take me a little bit longer to get to, gratitude. It could be worse. So then later on as a young adult, I made the decision that if it wasn't for me, if it wasn't to bless me, and if it wasn't going to be to make me better, I did not want it. That was a dream, a wish that my heart made. And you know that song from Disney? I love that song that says, a dream is a wish your heart makes when you're half asleep. Yes, a dream is a wish your heart makes. And I was half asleep. But now I'm awake for the most part. Sometimes I'm not very conscious, and I'll be the first one to admit it. I'll be the first one to apologize, because not every time we're totally aware. I wish I were, but I'm not. And so that's the reality of it all. It is what it is. I embrace that imperfection in me as well. So because I know there is a higher power that is looking out for me, and it says it in Romans 8. It says, God works things out for the good of all. The good of all. And I am part of that all. You are a part of that all. We are all a part of that all. So the God, or I call God, you might call universe, or somebody else might call spirit. I call God spirit, God. It is in me. It lives in me. And so because I made that request, that if it's not for me, I don't want it. Please protect me. Please keep that safe from harm. Keep me safe from harm. And I believe that. Totally believe it. So when something is happening to me, I know immediately it's not to me, it's for me. It is for a blessing. And so instead of looking at what I don't have, which might happen, but I allow that as I go through the processing, that I know that it wasn't meant for me. But then I ask the question, what is meant for me? What is out there that is better for me? Because if things work out for the good of all, this will bless me. So what do? I honor the request. Instead of fighting it, I honor that request. That request that says, I know that I'm being worked on. Things are happening for my behalf. I have a great agent. No better agent than God. Again, honor that request. I can only see the small picture, but there's a greater power that is master manipulating things to work out for the greater good. I have to know that. And I have to trust the process. Trust that this, whether I thought was a failure, a flop, or whatever, was part of the process to get me to where I needed to be. So, going back to, you know, the radio show and being pre-recorded, I thought it should be live. Well, even television has changed thanks to Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake with the wardrobe malfunction, just like that. Things all of a sudden didn't go live anymore, right? There's always that little delay. Well, when it comes to radio, perhaps it might be easier to do it as a pre-record. And it is what it is, and so we embrace it. And so immediately, what are the things we can do when we shift and we change the way? And I heard this, Wayne Dyer said it, and Max Planck was the one that said it first, but Wayne Dyer quoted him, and he couldn't remember where the quote came, where I looked it up, and it's Max Planck, who said, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So if you are in resistance right now of what is, then let's look at it on the other side. Know that there's going to be a gift and there's going to be a lesson. No matter how far back you can go, maybe there's still resentment or anger about something that happened in the past and you cannot change the past. But perhaps maybe you can go there to revisit it and find, what did I learn from this? What are the gifts from this? And now, gratitude. Gratitude is the antidote for the poison that runs through your blood. So if you get bitten by a snake, it's not the snake bite that kills you. It's the venom that runs through your blood. What's the antidote? Oh, gratitude. Gratitude. And so as we look at what is, and we know that we're in resistance, gratitude versus complaining for what you don't have. Gratitude for what you have. And again, when you are in discomfort, if you are in dis-ease, there is something that is creating that. How can we figure out a way to release it? How can we figure out a way to allow it to go through us and not remain in us? Well, first is to look at it and say, okay, perhaps I can change this. Maybe I need to work a little harder. Maybe I need to work a little smarter. But if the end result is the same and you keep going at it, perhaps there's a different way to look at it. Perhaps there's a different way to do it. Who was it? Thomas Edison figured out 9,999 ways to not create a light bulb. Some people say it's 1,000. Some people say 10,000. I don't know. I just know that we have light. I'm glad that Thomas Edison did not give up. But he figured out different ways to go around it. So you can focus on lack, which is lamenting, anxiety, complaining. And in that C word is comparing yourself. Or, you know what? Funny thing. I was just talking to my goddaughter this last weekend, and we were walking on the beach, and nature speaks to me. And so we were talking about how other people have different than what she has. And I started looking at the little birds. And there was a little sand. I don't know if they're called sandpipers or whatever. They're like at the edge of the shore. And they knew exactly how far to go out and how far to go in. Not one of them got swept away by the water. And then there's this big old pelican diving in and grabbing a fish and doing its thing. And I said, if that little bird compared themselves to the pelican, they would always be miserable. That pelican does pelican stuff, and that little bird does little bird stuff. Either way, they're both great. Stop comparing.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Venezuelan security forces are deploying in large numbers in the capital of Caracas ahead of planned demonstrations by supporters of opposition leader Juan Guaido. Police units and members of the National Guard are seen wearing helmets and carrying shields and other anti-riot gear. A federal judge is taking new steps to reunite thousands of immigrant parents and children who were separated at the southern U.S. border. He has expanded his authority to potentially thousands more children separated at the border earlier during the Trump administration. A 116-year-old Japanese woman has been honored as the world's oldest living person by Guinness World Records. She was born on January 2, 1903. She's usually up by 6 a.m. and enjoys studying mathematics. 116 years old. This is SRN News.
Tired of waiting for your paycheck? Tired of making less than you need? Perkins Express Roofing has immediate openings for salespeople. Great weekly pay, company car, gas allowance, and other benefits. Perkins Express Roofing is the company that's promoting and growing. Call Sean Robinson at Perkins Express Roofing for an interview. 525-2277. 525-2277. Get a good paying career going today at Perkins Express Roofing. 525-2277. Equal opportunity employer. Of course, if you have a leaky or damaged roof, Perkins Express Roofing is the one to trust. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it. Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork. All you have to do is call 525-2277, 525-2277. Then sit back and let Perkins Express Roofing do it all. 525-2277, 525-2277.
Hey, John.
What's up, Steve? How are those New Year's resolutions going?
Great. I bought some running shoes at the New Balance store. Now I can run faster, jump higher, and work out longer. They always make sure that I'm fit properly and get the right shoe for my needs.
I love the New Balance store. They have everything I need in apparel and footwear. Running, walking, training, tennis, and baseball. Oh, and their dress and casual shoes are awesome.
Well, apparently, word's getting around. Now some of my other friends and relatives are asking about the New Balance store and their awesome fit specialists.
Experience the difference at the New Balance store, where their highly trained specialists measure every aspect of your foot and gait for a custom fit like you've never had before. The New Balance store carries sizes from 5 to 18 and widths from 2A to 6E, with a huge selection of styles and colors. Recommended by healthcare professionals, the New Balance store in Orange Park at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And in Jacksonville at 10095 Beach Boulevard, a half mile east of Southside Boulevard, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6. Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store.
Hello there. This is Brendan, sales manager at Tools for a Time, here to remind you that our annual Demo Day sale is March 9th from 10 to 2. This is a great event and a chance to show our appreciation for your support and patronage. There will be great prize giveaways, free food from award-winning Burnt Ends Barbecue, chainsaw carving, and much, much more. Of course, this will also be the best time to buy, as all of our products will be deeply discounted for one day only. I hope to see you this Saturday at Tools for a Time on the corner of Old St. Augustine Road and 295, or online at toolsforatime.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Good looking weekend with mostly sunny skies today. Highs of 81, mostly cloudy tonight, down to 63. For Sunday, partly sunny, high 86. Partly cloudy Sunday night, down to 63. And about a 20% chance of rain both Monday night. Partly sunny on Monday, high 82. Mostly cloudy Monday night, down to 61.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott. I am your host, and I want us all to go through life with childlike wonder. You know, something happens to us that, you know, when we're little, we don't know anything, and we learn everything, and we're very curious about life, but then all of a sudden, someone hands us a diploma, or someone tells us that we know everything, and we think we know everything, but you know what? We don't know what we don't know, and that's what I love about the classroom, that classroom feel, which is the Lillian McDermott radio show, where people come in and they share their wisdom. We're all teachers. We're all students. What are you teaching? Are you teaching to be critical? And are you looking for everything that is imperfection? Or are you embracing the beauty of yourself and others? Because here, let me tell you something. You see in others who you are. You see in others who you are. And when you know that truth, when people are complaining, lamenting, they're talking bad about you, really shift that too, because they're really talking about themselves. Take note. Take note that when people say things about you, whether it's to your face or behind you, they're talking about themselves. They're giving you an insight of who they are. And this is where at whenyouneedafriend.com is where we take 100% responsibility and we get out of this I know it all mentality. We don't know what we don't know. And even the stuff on the show that we talk about, I ask you to research it. This is my truth. I'm not trying to convince you. You can research it and make it your truth if you want to make it your truth. If you don't, embrace it, or accept it or reject it. It doesn't matter to me. What matters is that you're curious and that maybe you'll consider it. And then maybe it could be life-changing, or maybe it doesn't make any sense. Move on. Maybe someday it'll go, ah, maybe that's what she meant. Ah, because we've had since 2011 so many different teachers and I'm still learning. And until I take my last breath, I will continue to be proud of the fact that I know that I don't know it all. And so I'm open and I'm curious and I'm hoping that you will join me in this excursion, this adventure that I call life, this adventure that I call learning. And so today we're talking about embracing what is. And as I'm talking about embracing what is, I'm also sharing that the show, as we know it in Jacksonville and all throughout the state of Florida, will not be live. It will be pre-recorded. Now, if you want to take 100% responsibility and you want to hear the show live, then please subscribe at whenyouneedafriend.com. When you subscribe at whenyouneedafriend.com, you will get lots of gifts and you will also have the links of all my guests, what's happening. So I'll have, the blog is going to be changing and it'll have who's on the air on the radio and it's going to be a previously recorded show and what's going to be broadcasting live on Facebook. Now at the beginning, we're going to continue that 8 o'clock Facebook time because some of our guests could not change, but in a couple of weeks, you'll start seeing the show will change to 5 o'clock. Now, I'm a morning girl. I don't know what I'm going to be like at 5 o'clock, but I know that I will muster up the energy to do what it needs to be done. So follow us, and that's where you'll know. And the way you'll know that we're about to go Facebook Live is you will like and follow me at Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook. Follow me on social media. When you go to whenyouneedafriend.com, all you have to do is click and like, click and like, click and follow, click and like. And you can click on YouTube and subscribe there too because the show will be sent to you. And that's the on and off the air conversations. So I encourage you that if you want to be a part of a live broadcast, that's what you need to do. Go to whenyouneedafriend.com and do whatever it takes. And then because we have sponsors on the show and they are crucial to the show, I ask that you check out my sponsors like Liberty HealthShare and then off-the-air sponsors as well. Keep Me Safe Organics, First Alternative Care, the pharmacy, that you can go and click on those buttons and support them the way they are supporting the show. So please, if you want to be a part of it, that's what it takes. It's a very, if you don't have time to subscribe or follow or whatever, let me know. I'll do it for you. Actually, I can't make you subscribe, but I can do the subscription on whenyouneedafriend.com. So with that in mind, if you don't like social media and you don't like YouTube and you're a podcast kind of person, you can find me on podcasts at Apple Podcasts, or that's iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. I think I said that already. And last but not least, you can always call me. You can always leave me a message or text me at 407-373-5959. And on Facebook Live and at whenyouneedafriend.com, you can message me. You can make a comment when we are doing the show. The good news is that the show is going to be more interactive. It'll be real time, and you can, you're watching the on and off the air conversation. And like I said, be careful with the wish your heart makes, because I would have guests that were a little nervous on the air, and maybe they were okay, but then off the air they would say the most profound things, and I said, man, I wish I could record the show. And boom, Zoom happened, and boom, Facebook Live happened, and boom, we're both there. And so if you want to take advantage of that, that's great. So now, and I must say, I'm very grateful to CP Broadcasting, the talk, and WBOB for broadcasting the show, whether it's live or not live, whether it's pre-recorded or an old show from a long time ago. The information is still vital. It is still important. And so let's continue to grow together. So with that being said, I want to continue with the theme of the show today, which is embracing what is. And so I was sharing about my father and his resistance and the fact that we can be grateful that my mom still remembers all of us, and we can savor each moment through gratitude. So if you're right now, how do you know you're in resistance? You're not happy. You're depressed. Depression is wanting to change the past, and a past cannot be changed. What can you do? You can revisit the past and go to my 100% responsibility page and ask yourself those four little questions. You can also ask, or when you subscribe, you get my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook. Interestingly enough, gratitude is the key. Being grateful is the key. So when you look at your past that is causing you depression, you can look at what is, what happened, why did it happen that way? Or you can look at it as, what did I learn? What's going to be different? And how can I use this to help somebody? That's empowering. Disempowerment is feeling like you can't change and you're helpless and you're a victim. Change that victim mentality and say, wow, I can see the blessing in everything. And blessing and good fortune is a lie. Blessing is blessing, whether you perceive it as good fortune or not. Because I remember one time there was the four hurricanes that came through Florida, and I was at a group called Altrea. And for those of you who are Catholic and have done Crucio, you might know what Altrea is. And I was listening to each person right after the storms talk about how blessed they were because their house wasn't hurt or harmed, and all their possessions were good and everything was good. And then the next person might say, well, I'm grateful for my kids. They're all sick. They're all healthy. We have our health. I'm grateful. And everything was good. Everything was good. Can you imagine the person that the house was plummeted from the storm and now they're rebuilding? Why weren't they spared? Why aren't they blessed? Blessing has nothing to do with good fortune. It has everything to do with being grateful for what you have. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it does to me. And when it came to me, I had to speak up. And back then, I didn't have a life coach certification. I didn't have years of learning this new truth. I just knew it was wrong. And I needed to speak up for those who had lost and that had sickness and illness in their body. I had to speak up for the people that good fortune wasn't a part of blessing. And I wanted them to know that blessing isn't everything. Don't ask me how I know this. And all I can tell you is it's something that maybe when I was a little girl and I said, I just want what is best for me. Even if I lose something I really, truly want, I'll be okay with it. If God doesn't want it for me, I don't want it either. And that desire was placed in my heart as a young woman. And I have to honor that by knowing good fortune, poor fortune is all a part of the process. Embrace the process, trust the process, and know that if you remain grateful for what you have, it will all be worth it in the end. And we're going to continue our conversation about accepting what is when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com and at Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook Live. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show / Classroom, where we always learn and grow together. And so I hope that you have enjoyed this adventure with me. It's going to continue in a different way. For those of you who I'm so grateful to CP Broadcasting, The Talk, and WBOB for broadcasting my show, whether it's live or pre-recorded. I'm glad that the information is going out there, that they have the courage to have this information when the world is telling us, take the pill and you'll get, well, take the pill and you'll need another pill, and then you'll need another pill, or you can take responsibility. I'm not against the pill. I am for taking ownership for our life. So if your body is in dis-ease, there are different things that we can do. And we can look at our spirit. We can look at our mind, the way we're looking at things. And then we can look at our actions. You know, if we have dis-ease, we have learned on the show from all the teachers that we can change our lifestyle and we will change our life. When we change our thoughts, we will change our feelings. And when we change our feelings, we will change our actions. Fact. It is what it is. So how do we continue to take steps? Be curious. That's another thing that I am. You know, when I first heard that we were not going to be live anymore and I didn't have a lot of time to make adjustments, I could feel my body in resistance. You know you're in resistance. You're depressed. I talked about depression before, and that's you wanting to change the past. Anxiety is wanting to, that you're worried about the future, a future that hasn't happened. You know, think about it. If you're waiting for something, you're waiting for tomorrow to come, tomorrow never comes. You only have now. And so when we start feeling anxious, now we've learned a new truth about the brain biochemistry and how it might have some minerals missing, like zinc, like vitamins, like vitamin B6. So many different things that we can do to learn this new truth. So what do we do? So what do? We complain about what is, as if complaining was going to get us the fuel to get to that next place. What you focus on will persist and magnify. So if I'm complaining, if I am lamenting, if I am, you know, just doing the things that I'm focusing on what I don't want, that will expand. What you don't want will expand. This took me a long time to get. Honestly, it is probably the most important aspect. Well, there's a lot of important things. But when it comes to shifting and your thoughts, shifting your thoughts to protect your body, to protect everything about you, shifting all those things to what do I want? And I have to tell you the story. For those of you who may or may not know Louise Hay, but Louise Hay is like my superhero, was my superhero. She continues to be my superhero. She lived to 91, but at 50, she wrote her first book. At 60, she started Hay House, and I met her in her late 80s. And I remember the circumstances. I was interviewing Heather Dane. Heather Dane has a show with a Hay House, and Heather was doing a talk at I Can Do It in Orlando, and she told me a little secret. She said, Louise Hay will be at my talk, and I will introduce her to you. And I'm like, get out. I was so excited. I could not sleep. This is like a superhero to me. This is the woman who healed her body, who healed her life, who was abused. She was molested or raped at the age of 5. And she learned how to heal herself. I wanted to meet her. I wanted to thank her. And I had the opportunity to do so. So Heather, I like couldn't sleep the night before. It was like I was about to meet Santa Claus, but Santa Claus was real at this time, because Santa Claus is real. For those of you who are listening right now that believe in Santa Claus, it is if you believe. And so I knew that she was in a place. I just felt it. She wasn't in a place where she was ready to meet me. But then Heather was, I walked into the room and Heather was, oh, Lily. She was miking. She was doing all this stuff. And we had just met on the show. And she became my instant friend. And she came down. And Louise, as she came down, Louise started coming towards her. I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And here she comes. Well, on the outside, I'm looking calm, cool, and collected. On the inside, I'm going, oh, my God, I'm so excited. Okay. So Heather says, Louise, this is Lily. She's the one that has the radio show. And she said, hello, my dear. And she said, hello. You know, she was very kind. And I said, thank you, Louise, for everything that you've done. You have been a great teacher to me and many. And that was it. She said, thank you. She didn't ask me anything else. And so I turned to Heather and I said, Heather, I can't wait to hear your talk. And there's that little voice that sounded just like Louise Hay, because I listened to her every morning and I listened to her every night before I went to bed. She said, you look forward to it, my dear. And I went, excuse me? And she said, you look forward to it, my dear. And this is Louise Hay correcting me. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. She is correcting me. I'm so excited. Well, I have always remembered that, because in my head, I went through my little checklist. Everybody has a checklist through their head, or maybe I'm just different. I don't know. Maybe I'm different that way. But I went through my checklist and I thought, I can't wait. So can't is a negative thought. The brain does not understand do or don't, fact or fiction. And I went through that checklist and I knew what she meant. And I said, thank you. But inside I'm going, I was just corrected by Louise Hay. Yes. That was my attitude. I could have said, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe I said can't. No. I learned from it. And I love that experience. And I love telling this story, because from that moment on, I look forward to everything. Everything I look forward to. Even the show and telling you that it would no longer be live, but if you wanted a live show, that you can go to facebook.com/ Lillian's radio show. So accept what is and stop fighting the voice in your head. Stop fighting what people think of you. Stop. Because honestly, it's none of your business what people think of you. It's none of my business. Now, if I'm hurting you, it certainly is my business. But if you just have an opinion of me and you don't know who I am, it's none of my business. You don't know my heart, or you don't know where I'm coming from. All I can tell you is that as a little girl, I made a decision that I was going to be grateful for what I had. I didn't know Louise Hay. I did not know this positive thinking. But my thoughts aren't always positive. There are times where things happen and I am in reaction. But I must allow myself to feel those things. And then you shift. Give yourself time. And I used to always say, you know, even Jesus was in the tomb for 3 days. I can allow myself 3 days to deal with, process, and acknowledge what's happening. You can too. You can give yourself whatever amount of time. But when that time is gone, when that time is done, then it's time to embrace what is. Make a new plan, Stan. How is that song? Make a new plan, Stan. Don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Set yourself free. You know, just hop on the bus, Gus. I don't know why I'm quoting that song, but I am. Just be curious about life and know that every step that you take takes you closer to that dream that you have, that desire. So just know that if it's not meant for you, don't wish it. Don't desire it. Create a new plan. And keep dreaming. Keep believing. Keep planning. Take action. And most importantly, trust the process. Trust the process, because it will heal your body in more ways than you'll ever know. More ways. Yes, nutrition is good. Yes, water, hydration, going out in the sun, loving nature, breathing from the diaphragm, all those things are great. But your brain, your thoughts will trump how you feel. It is the president of your universe. And remember that above your universe, there's a much greater plan. And know that it's being worked out on your favor, but you must believe that.